Chapter 6. Think smart. Do your part. The way we live affects our environment. We all know that we need to do something to preserve our world. What can you personally do to help the environment? Here are some ways in which young people are volunteering all around the world.
Plant pets. How can we help deforested areas? Here's an idea from the Eco Teens group in Indonesia. First, the teens gather tree seeds from local forests. Then, each member of the group puts some compost from local rubbish into plastic bags and grows the seeds in them. Now, it's time to take a plant home and take care of it as if it was a pet. When the seedling has grown and is ready to be moved, they plant it out in a local area where there are not many trees. Then they start all over again with new seeds.
Eco Action South Africa. Ladysmith Enviro Club from South Africa won the first prize, $10,000, in an international project competition. The name of the project was Electrical Efficiency from Our Town. The team's five members worked to increase the use of low-energy bulbs. This way, they managed to reduce energy consumption drastically. The 16-year-olds replaced more than 4,000 bulbs with low-energy variants in households, schools, and B&Bs in the town of Ladysmith. The group also planted trees to reduce the global greenhouse effect.
Solar power. Imagine cooking for the rest of your life for free, never paying for electricity or fuel. In Namibia, this is now possible because of solar box cookers. A solar box cooker is an insulated box with a transparent top and reflective lid. It doesn't use any fuel, and it's free to run. This is why a group of Finnish pupils have set up a link with schools in Namibia and introduced them to solar cookers. Every year, they take Finnish solar cookers to Namibia and show local Namibian young people how to use them and make them themselves.
A breath of air. Students of a PJ school in India got fed up with the air pollution caused by cars. One morning, a group of high school students stood at a busy intersection in South Delhi. They flagged down cars to check if the driver had a pollution control certificate. Those who had one got a handwritten thank you note. Those who didn't were politely directed to a testing centre the next day.